Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a... certainly not a victory Monday, is it, Randy?
Hell no.
It's a Monday nonetheless. Good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bucker.
Feels like a Monday.
Yeah, it does, man. But I woke up this morning and said, I'm going to kick Monday's ass.
All right.
And I'm not going to let what happened yesterday afternoon, because it was, Andy, it was such a perfect afternoon, man.
It was.
Wife was gone. Samson went to grandma's house for the day, so it was me and Bash outside. I had the tent over the the big tent out.
Yeah.
You know, TV,
weather was
cigars,
perfect.
Music, bush, whiskey. It's just great, great Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you got the Chattanooga whiskey delivery late last week, so you were set.
I was set. I got everything set up about 12:45, Andy, and by 1:10.
It didn't take long.
I was like, what the hell? I know, and I'm going to tell you, first of all, it was embarrassing. All right? They should be embarrassed.
That's the word.
They got their ass whooped in every phase of football.
That's the word.
But I knew something was up when the Falcons, that damn social media kids, tweeted out Romo's getting ready, and that damn kick almost missed. And that's what you want to put out there. And then this dude, I'm just saying, dog, you want to talk about embarrassing. What did we even talk about last week? Credit.
Yeah.
You got fan credit. Fan credit. Don't go 3.5 hours, depending on how 85 North is, and trick off a game. You got beat 30-0 by a horrible football team.
Horrible football team.
So what did I say about your ass?
Right. Exactly right.
What did I say about you?
Exactly right.
Because
it's not like the Panthers played some brilliant game.
No.
Like, I thought their defense had a good game plan.
Yes. A very good game plan.
But their offense couldn't even barely move the ball.
Yes.
And again, that's not what we're doing. We're not detracting Carolina. Carolina won the football game 30-0 yesterday. I'm just saying exactly what you're getting at there is, what does that say about you? If that was the final score against those guys, how does that happen? And I honestly don't know. Like, it was embarrassing is the big picture word for it. They looked unprepared.
Yep.
They looked sloppy.
Yep.
They looked like, I don't know, at times disinterested. I mean, obviously they benched everybody by the end of the game, but like, I can't believe that the floor for this team is that low. I never would have thought the floor for this team was as low as getting beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers. Not you lose games.
Yes.
Like, if they would have gone up there and lost like 13-9 like they did a couple years ago,
right,
it would be frustrating today and people would be like, dang, what the hell? We were wrong about this, that. 30-0.
30-0.
Doesn't,
biggest win
it doesn't
since
happen.
2000, I think it said.
It doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, it does like, not. That's the thing about it.
That's
no.
insane for that to happen. And so many things have to go wrong, both mentally and physically, in order for it to take place. That the reaction that I've seen across the board, obviously extreme from Falcons fans, all perfectly reasonable. Like, maybe there's some stuff that's too far, but like, by and large, any reaction that you have to that performance yesterday is totally justified, because that was inexplicably terrible from the Falcons.
Yeah, it was, and they got way out coached. They got outplayed. They got out executed. They got to a point where, and I always believe this, I say this all the time, football is a game of adjustments. And they didn't adjust to a damn thing. Michael Penix was ass yesterday.
Awful.
Period.
Terrible.
But so was everybody else. There was barely any separation from receivers. There were the play calling. What do we always talk about, Andy, when teams are playing too high like that? You run their ass out of it. They should have just ran the ball the whole damn game.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was working.
Run the damn ball. They came out wanting to throw the ball, all those different things. Michael Penix, you know, he looked like J.J. McCarthy last week, like a rookie damn quarterback.
He did. He looked like a rookie quarterback who was not prepared for what the defense was throwing.
And it's not even about, like, the lateness. Like, I've been on the receiving ends of those hits that Pitts and Bijan got while you coming late. Hey, you were, hey, dog, did you not see him?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting your...
The one to Charlie Warner was insane.
Like that's just
what
one. Those are those members that come back sometimes when I see that, how pissed off I would be when you would do that. They're not allowing you to take the shot. Zach Robinson, come up with something else. I put this on as much as on him because you didn't adjust to anything. It's right there. You see where Kyle Pitts caught those balls? Throw it right there. It's there. Michael missed him two or three times. It's just throw it, Mike. Let it go. Okay, it's 6 yards. You see what Kyle does after he gets the ball? Mm-hmm. I mean, just the easiness of what could have happened, and they made it so hard, and it was just awful. The quarterback, now, am I like, I'm sure they're out there where they need to bench him. No. He's your quarterback, and you live and die with him and all those different things.
Well, they did bench him.
And they bench, and I was going to get to that. He got benched because he was awful, and so was everybody else. And everything, Moody's still, he's still rusty.
Yeah.
He's still rusty.
They don't have much of a connection
yet. He's still rusty.
He had 11 targets and 4 catches.
Yes, he's still rusty. That was a P.I., by the way. I don't give a damn nobody said. That was a P.I., whatever.
Which one?
The one during the two-minute, with the two-minute when he was running the bang eight.
Okay.
Yeah, that was yes.
First half?
Yes, that was a P.I. Yeah. But yet, you don't have any damn timeouts. And you get to a position where if you had one more timeout, you might have been able to get a field goal team. I mean, I'm not saying he would have made it because his ass.
Yeah, but, like, what are you
his
doing?
His ass. Like, what are you doing?
How is everybody so unaware of the situation?
That's what I'm saying.
That, I mean, you got the ball with, like, a minute left. You knew you didn't have any timeouts.
Right.
And you're just throwing passes to the middle of the field and, like, sauntering up to the line.
But the thing about it is, that's what Carolina wanted you to do. They were playing the outs.
Exactly.
They were playing the outs. So now,
of course they were, because they knew you didn't have any timeouts.
And this means more of a sense of urgency. This goes back to coaching. This goes back to prepare. Ra did not have his team ready to play yesterday afternoon, and it showed in every single phase. Two steps forward, 9 steps back, special teams wise. I mean, you did get the muff, which is good, but other than that, your cover seems
that
ass,
was just the guy.
Your return,
it.
Everything was bad. Offensively, you still ain't where you need to be offensively. What is this thing? Let me see this thing. 43 pass attempts to 23 runs. It should be the other way around. Mm-hmm. That's why I said they're playing that too deep. Run their ass out. The protection went terrible yesterday. And the run blocking went bad. Now, they had some plays here and there. But run the ball.
Bijan was averaging five and a half yards.
Bijan's gashing him.
Yeah, he's gashing him.
Just pick up your feet. God, he's so damn close many times.
There was
pick up your feet.
Two or three different plays yesterday that if he just
pick
steps through
up.
That tackle.
Yes.
He had it on the sideline on one of those, I think it was a dump-off throw where he ended up taking it for like 30.
Yeah.
It was close. And again, it feels, you know, in a game like that, it feels weird to say that it was close a couple times, but there were a couple Bijan plays that were close.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, nobody did anything.
Nobody did anything.
Nobody.
Nathan Carter should not have more carries than Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier had one damn carry yesterday.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand. When we talk about game plan week to week, he had one damn carry?
Yeah, and the week before he had
16.
You're right, and he was effective.
Yeah, one damn carry?
Yeah, I don't. Again, that's what baffles me about trying to analyze what you saw yesterday. It was like none of it makes any sense. Carolina was doing defensively what Minnesota was doing defensively.
Yes.
They didn't want you to throw it deep down the field, but the run was working.
So keep damn running.
Keep doing it. I know it doesn't make any sense to go away from it. And I guess
you
in the second
far
half,
enough behind to get out of it.
I don't think you ever were.
No,
I don't think you ever were because there was still so much time left in the second half when they were down, I think 17-0 after the pick six. Like, you still had a ton of time and you were running the ball so well that if you got something going, you might have been able to play your way back into the game. But you kept asking Penix to throw it on a day where he looked.
He didn't have it.
Like, he just didn't have it. I've said it and I know whatever. I watched him play every game he played in college. When he starts like that, he plays like that. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but he's just a guy that I've never seen him play his way out of a bad start. I've seen him have great starts and maintain it.
Right.
I've seen him have great starts and kind of tail off.
Right.
But I've never seen him have, and he was 3 for his first 8 or something like that. A couple of them were drops.
Yes.
I will say.
They did help him.
A couple of them were, but whatever. Not sitting here making excuses at all for the play of the quarterback. For whatever reason, when he gets into that kind of groove, then the game kind of looks like that. And that was as bad. That was as bad as I've ever seen Michael Penix play quarterback.
But that's when it goes back to the damn play caller. What did we talk about this all summer? Give him some easy completions. You look at the Tampa game, easy completions. Mm-hmm. This game, you can't keep chasing the big play. You can't keep chasing it when they're not allowing it. You just can't, because that throws off everything. And then you get to a point where you have this whole entire game plan about something, and then you can't undo the game plan by going to something simple and damn basic. And so that's where they got themselves in trouble offensively. Mike was never comfortable. Mike went through his whole progression too many damn times in that game where, no, one's not there, two's not there, and then you come all the way back. Cam Ward did the same exact damn thing 20 minutes before Michael did it. Mm-hmm. You do not come all the way back to your fourth read on a check down opposite field. It's going to be picked.
Yep.
Because that safety, he ain't got no responsibilities over there.
He's just thinking to himself, there's no way he's going to make this throw. There's no way. All right,
he's through it. You know, and
it was just like the J.J. McCarthy throw week one against Chicago. There's no way he's going to throw this ball.
He's going to throw the ball.
All right, there it is.
And there it was. And so, yeah, I mean, he looked like in simp, and he looked young.
Mm-hmm.
He played young, and he was confused. Happens still to all of them. All right, the Falcons did it last week to a young rookie quarterback. Michael, they've got to simplify. They got to find him completion. They got to get him in a rhythm early. I understand that.
Yeah,
but when you're running the damn ball the way the Falcons run the ball, run the damn ball. I mean, run them out of it. And even, like, as much as they were gashing Minnesota won't come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't, because they weren't going to give it a big play. Just run the damn ball. There's no way that Tyler Allgeier had one damn carry. No way possible. And I understand Bijan, the bell cow, I get it. But one carry? Come on, man.
Doesn't make any sense.
Come on, you got too damn cute.
Got
too damn cute.
Well, the other thing about it, and this is something that now we've seen various times throughout the season plus that Zach Robinson has been the offensive coordinator, he seems to have a tough time adjusting when the plan isn't working.
Yes.
And we week one last year against Pittsburgh, there's multiple times last year, and then obviously what happened yesterday is like, all right, well clearly what you wanted to do, you're not able to do. And what they're trying to stop you from doing is exactly what you're trying to do. Well, take what they're giving you. You're getting 5.5 yards every single time you hand the ball to Bijan Robinson. That's a first down if you just hand it to him twice.
Yes.
Just matriculate the ball down the field, and eventually they'll either come out of it or they'll stay with it like Minnesota did, and then you can just keep running. 200 yards on the ground is a great day.
Yes.
You get into the red zone, maybe you finally get a chance to score in the red zone, maybe not. They didn't get into the red zone. So we don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about red zone inefficiency because they didn't get into the red zone yesterday. I mean, it started with the kicker missing a couple kicks. I mean,
let's think about it.
It's like
I could do nothing, but like, you know what?
Of course he did.
He missed a damn kick.
Of course
he did. And it was so damn bad of a miss.
Okay,
here we go. Here we go with this crap, man. But, yeah, this team, that was an uninspiring embarrassment. That's exactly what it is. And I'm pretty sure they do feel that way. You got your ass. Nobody, very rarely do you see 30-0 in an NFL game.
Mm-mm.
Very rarely do you see something that bad. And they got thrashed. And I'm going to talk about by Carolina. I'm just talking about by themselves. They played the worst. That's the one to work. And I know we got the, and it seems like it's always up there in damn Carolina. I know we got.
Oh, it is.
I know we got the.
It's
the,
always
the Mariota. And I know we got the freaking the one
the
place
Ritter.
You can't throw the ball, yeah. Desmond Ridder. Yeah. But it always happens up there.
Well, here's how you know, because Bryce Young has
3-1,
7-26 in his career.
Yes,
but he's 3-1 against the Falcons.
Yes.
It always happens against the Panthers.
Always.
For whatever reason. And again, like that's what I'd really like to understand is like, okay, some of it was the Panthers had a good defensive game plan.
They did.
Sure. Some of it was the Falcons didn't adjust to what the Panthers were doing defensively. But some of it just looked like a team that thought for whatever reason because they played pretty good against Minnesota. Which, by the way, they played pretty good against Minnesota.
They were great.
I've seen a lot of people like, oh, from destroy. Like, all right, they played well. But they didn't play great.
No.
They scored one touchdown when Minnesota let them into the end zone. I mean, they had a good defensive performance against a rookie who got benched, and then they put in the backup, and they scored 41 points yesterday. So it might have been a little bit about the rookie. But whatever. That's not the point. They played fine, but not well enough to think you're
we've arrived as an offense.
Better than anybody or arrived at all in any facet, whether it's the coaches or the defense or whatever. Like, that's what's so confusing to me is sometimes you get beat. It happens.
It happens.
But that was different than that.
Yeah.
That was a mental and physical beating, and that's
just not good.
I don't understand.
That's not good. That's not good look on the head coach. No. That's not good look on his coaches, because the defense didn't play awful.
No, defense was okay.
The protection was fine.
Yeah.
There was no sacks or anything like that. Like, Michael wasn't pressured.
Yeah. They were just bad choices.
They were just bad decisions on his part. And again, there, it goes a lot. I ain't finna sit up here and say I ran through the tape and all that other crap. No, I'm just going by what I saw. I see no separation from the receivers, and I just saw an indecisive quarterback that was like, okay, let it loose sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
And then he finally did a couple times late, and it was like, oh, there's an interception.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an overthrow. Yeah. Now, that was there's been worse collapses that we've covered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's a more inexplicable, embarrassing loss that we've covered since we've been doing this show. That's the worst one they've had.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
That's bad.
Because there's been plenty of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
That's the worst one. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Monday. First hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will let you hear from the head coach and the quarterback coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.